following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm your co-host this morning, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, joined in the studio by my colleagues, Doug Neal, certified financial planner, Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant, and of course, Craig Montana, running the studio for us, keeping us out of trouble in general. Guys, how was your Thanksgiving? Nobody looks like they've gained weight.
No.
Well, you learn after a while.
After a point, the extra pounds don't make any difference because it all looks the same.
Oh. Well, I hope everybody had a great holiday weekend, and we certainly, many of us, have been shopping like crazy, and today is the internet shopping day.
Yeah, today you're supposed to get there are some really good deals online if you know what you're looking for,
mm-hmm.
but it's basically things that you are going to get anyway. Maybe they're on special today.
There you go.
So it'd be a good time to buy when it's on sale.
Buy low.
And give gift.
Gifts. Yes. Yeah. And for those who are buying low and selling high in the markets, wow, we're seeing an unusual color here lately on my screen. Green.
Well, it's bound to have happened where the market's up, what, 360-some points? Where
yeah.
It was down 5-10% last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
It, well, just like you're buying specials on sale on Cyber Monday, well, might be a good time to buy in the market.
Well, yeah. I mean, what do you think, Jamie?
Well, it's kind of interesting. We were talking about on the way over. Doug was looking at headlines this morning, and from four different pundits, you get four different. And I was looking at that this morning, too. I mean, some of the ones that are that a lot of people like to watch and pay attention to said, well, this is a typical activity for a bear market.
Yeah, I saw that one, too.
Please? Really? Oh, you know, I mean, it's all over the place, as it always is. You know
yeah,
what?
It always is.
That's why it's super important to have a game plan that you have confidence in, faith in, you can go forward and feel good, because not all your money is going to be at risk, right? You don't throw it all in there. You know, maybe if you're in your 20s or 30s, you can throw a lot more of it in, right, and ride the tide. But for those of you who've been kind of hanging out, sort of waiting to see, maybe you've gone to some cash and whatever. There are alternatives to that, as we always talk about here on the program. So you're informed, of course. And let's go over some of these market predictions, right? Are you sure you know? Those of you who are self-made stock pundits, stock and bond and other investments, right? So we'll talk about what the big kahunas say with all this stuff. And also, little tip for some of you who have a retirement plan at work and you want to check on it now. I'll do that. It has to do with your 401k and putting money away. So we'll talk about that. And waiting on Social Security. I've seen all kinds of things on that, including some that say, oh, don't wait. Go ahead and take it at 62. Hmm. Okay. There may be reasons why. Right? We'll talk about those, too, when we come back. In the meantime, got a question or two about something you are thinking about doing either now or as we're getting into the beginning of the year. Time to make those plans. If you haven't already, give us a call. Get the real deal, the real facts on it. And here's how you do that. You can call our 800 number at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to Tony, Doug, and Jamie on today's edition of The Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
BrenhamRent.com. Need a place to live? BrenhamRent.com. Need a place for your business? BrenhamRent.com. Need your property managed? BrenhamRent.com. We list, we rent, we manage, so you don't have to. That's Brenham, R-E-N-T.com. Or call 979-421-6468.
With the end of the year approaching, there's no better time to stop by ASCO Equipment in Brenham or Bryan for the Case IH year-end sales event. You'll find new Case IH Farmall, Maxim, and Puma Series tractors, along with their complete line of hay tools, all at a special rate. So say goodbye to 2018 and hello to savings. For more information, visit ASCO in Brenham on US 290 West or in Bryan on North Earl Rudder Freeway today.
Craig the Mountain Man Montana has a problem.
Oh, man.
Okay, he has more than one. But his big problem is that every year he waits until Christmas Eve to buy that one special gift, only to find it's sold out.
Come on, man.
Don't be like Craig the Mountain Man Montana. Let KWHI 1280 help you have a Merry Christmas by stuffing your stocking with terrific gifts and cash. Like a $100 gift certificate from Burleson County Motor Supply in Caldwell. A Benchmade knife from Jigsaw Weaponry in Giddings. A $100 Lowe's gift card from Reliable Homes of Sealy. A pair of Kendra Scott drop earrings, Blackstone trimmed in silver from Trey Chic Boutique. And a $50 gift certificate to Orman's Steakhouse in Brenham. So start signing up to win today, and you might win the grand prize of $1,000 cash. And you can sign up at all of our sponsor locations for a better chance to win. Don't be like Craig the Mountain Man Montana. Be the early bird shopper and let KWHI 1280 stuff your stocking this Christmas.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, and of course, companionship. Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
Fantastic cat. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt.
This ad brought to you by the Ad Council and Country Paws Rescue Incorporated of Hempstead.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'd like to invite you to join me weekdays at 12:50 during the noon hour for my feature, Plant Talk Texas. I'm proud to be carried by my friends here at the station I grew up listening to. KWHI and I go back a long, long ways. Then join me again Saturday mornings at 11 for the Texas State Network Lawn and Garden Hour. That's right here where the news comes first. The 1280 spot on your AM dial. It's KWHI in Brenham.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group. That's N-E-A-L Financial Group. And glad to have you joining us. Let me give you our office phone number in case you got to run around and do some things like last-minute deals or last-minute. I mean, really, there's going to be deals all over the place anyway. All the minutes between now and New Year's, probably. Here's our office phone number. Get the real deal on how things work and some of your best options for achieving your goals financially. Achieving your goals financially. It doesn't mean you can't go and spend on Cyber Monday or all the other sales through the holiday periods, but it does mean that you have the chance to sit down, go over things, make sure you're on the right track. Put that on your list of things to do this season through before the end of December. Really, here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's our office number, 979-836-2903. And come in and bring what you want to. What kinds of things do people usually bring, yeah, Doug?
It's like a second opinion. I got a couple coming in from, I think they're from Gatesville.
Mm-hmm.
And the same thing. They've been working with an insurance agent for a long time, and they just want something. What else can we do? What's available? So bring in your life insurance policies. Bring in your benefits booklet. Bring in your Social Security benefits.
Yep.
And so they work for a church organization, so they've got a benefit booklet, and we got to look at what do they have, what do they need, how soon are they from retirement? So it's what, and then any other investments they have. Does he have a retirement plan there or not?
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, we don't need exact numbers, but you kind of need to know, because the exact number of what's in your account today is going to be different a month from now. It's
sure.
Just are you putting money in on a regular basis, and where are you putting it when it goes in? And
yeah.
What are your choices? So we need stuff like that to help you develop a plan. But the first part of that is, what are you trying to do?
Yeah.
Like this couple, when do you want to retire? Well, is it 2 years? Is it 10 years? It makes a difference. And, is your daughter going to get married in the next 5 years? You better plan for that one. A little expense there.
Yeah, more than a little bit. So basically, you help people develop at least a game plan, a roadmap of some sort. Mm-hmm. To help them get to what their goals are and help them solidify those goals and maybe target areas where they maybe need to focus more attention, right?
Yep.
So you can prioritize some things.
And none of that was, which stock do we pick?
Yeah.
What's our rate of return?
Well, and that's the thing. When you come in for that free review, basically it's a question and answer session to begin with, because we're going to ask a lot of questions to try and help you focus in on some things. When you come in, you may not have any idea where you'd like to go, but we'll try and ask enough questions to try and point you in a direction where you didn't realize you wanted to go, but just didn't know how to express it.
That makes me think over Thanksgiving, we all get together, family, at the Thanksgiving. Sure enough, the same guy every year comes up, hey, well, you got a good stock for me? You got a good young guy? I said, I know kind of your family, but I don't know what else is going on, but no, I don't have any good stocks for you. So he gives me a hard time, Uncle Doug.
Uncle Doug.
Uncle Doug.
Uncle Doug.
But he asks me all the time, what's a good stock pick? What's a good stock? He wants to hit a home run. That's what he wants. He wants to hit a home run.
Well, wouldn't everyone love to do it? Even Warren Buffett can't do that.
Yeah.
Even, if you look at what he does, he's in for the long term. The guy is, 80, whatever he is now, 80-something years old. He's been doing this for many, many years. And his philosophy is not to just buy something, flip it, all right? He's in it for the long term because he's looking for real value. And real value is what really drives our relationships with people, and it drives how we are going to do financially In the long run.
It made me think, Tony, when you talked about help our radio listeners develop a game plan. Well, it's football season. And you get a game plan, you put it together, not everything's going to work every play.
No.
Sometimes this one doesn't work, let's switch over and let's try this one or let's try that one.
Mm-hmm.
But you got a plan of where you're trying to go, and everything doesn't work all the time. But you have, if you got a plan, you can get through some of those rough spots then and still do well.
The game plan is just a starting point. As a coach, I can tell you, over the years, when you hear the professional coaches, the college coaches, they talk about the fact that game time is just a constant adjustments being made the whole game. And that's the reality, because you go in with a plan, but nothing ever turns out exactly the way that you thought it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And so you do have to make adjustments. And we talk about coming in for that free review, but you should also be monitoring what you're doing periodically to see if some adjustments need to be made.
Now, that doesn't mean looking at your 401k balance every single day.
Yeah, or every week even.
Oh, geez. Yeah. By the way, if you're trying to predict how things are going, I just got together with a longtime client the other day, and she looked at me and said, so what do you think is going to be the best place to put money right now? You know, or should I take everything off the table because I'm getting scared of the volatility, right? So, what do all the big kahunas who do this stuff and run billions or even trillions altogether of dollars of people investments, they're all over the map too. Doug, you just pulled some predictions here.
Off of Yahoo Finance and Google Finance, just the headlines today. And Goldman Sachs predicts commodities will soar in 2019. Oh, maybe that's a good place to put our money right now. That's really volatile stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, I also saw this one, too, from Goldman Sachs earlier over the weekend. It came out. And what is that?
That one, there's a strong case for cash over stocks right now.
Okay.
That's one
viewpoint. So in one breath, they're saying
commodities,
buy commodities because they're going to go crazy. They're going to go way up in 2019. But they also predicted, hey, have a lot of cash.
That's just one company.
I mean, those two things couldn't be more
okay.
More separate.
This is one firm. All right,
yeah,
go ahead.
Wells Fargo, senior global equity strategist, Scott Wren. Don't think the bull market is over yet. It's still going. Okay, so he says it's still going. And the other one, Goldman Sachs, says, hey, cash right now over stocks.
Mm-hmm.
That was Wells Fargo. And now Morgan Stanley says, where to put your money in 2019? It's not U.S. stocks, according to Morgan Stanley. They went with emerging markets countries. So you got three of the biggest money managers in the U.S. and the world, and they all three say something different.
Yeah, I mean, we're looking at these guys combined well over $1 trillion, right?
Oh, sure.
More than that, I would think.
Yeah. I mean, they've got more money that they handle than most countries have in their budget.
Whole point of that is nobody can predict. You just can't predict. So you get your strategy that works for you. If you've never invested in commodities, I wouldn't know if this would be a good time for you to start or not. But maybe in your 401k, they have a commodities fund. You might want to get 1%, 2%, 3%, or 4%, or 5% of that, if that's what you think.
Well, and it depends on your tolerance for risk. I mean, are you going to be nauseous every time this thing moves way down and then starts trailing back up? I mean, look at one commodity many of us are familiar with right now, and that's oil.
Oh, yeah. That was what dropped 20% last week.
Yeah, I mean, it went to bear market territory in the last few days. And now it's recovering a bit. But again, you've got to have the temperament to ride through some of these things. So free review is super important. Here's our number again. Come in, sit down, visit with us, and figure out all the things about your financial well-being and not just what are you investing in a brokerage account or your IRAs or your 401ks, etc. Here's our number, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. One little tip before we go to the break here. Somebody asked me about this the other day when I was visiting with somebody about their 401k plan at their business. And they said, we have a couple of our employees who've asked whether they can suddenly dump a lot more money into their 401k account. Well, if they're not maxed out, everybody, if you're not maxed out yet on how much you can put in, you can put in $18,000 plus, if you're over 50, you can put in another $6,000, okay? So if you're not at your maximum point, hey, Knock yourself out if you want to, but you have to go to your HR department or whoever does your payroll. And I would go now so you can get this set up. And generally speaking, they will accommodate you. Generally speaking.
The funds can only come from your paycheck, though.
Yeah, so you got to figure out whether you can live without most of your
without
paychecks the next
the month
couple
of
weeks,
December,
right?
Yeah.
So just be kind of careful of that. But I do know people who load at the end of the year.
If you've got some excess funds or things happen, had a good year, and that's not a bad idea, as long as your whoever does the payroll will allow you to do it.
Bonuses, for instance, coming your way by year end, right? So you're covered on your expenses and stuff. Check with your HR department and see whether or not they allow that one-time bump in what you're going to put in, because you can possibly do it.
Well, what about, do you get the question, Tony, well, I have this small IRA. Can I move that IRA money into my 401k plan?
Yeah, if it's a possibility that you want to do, I have people do it. Absolutely. You can do that and then reinvest, right, in whatever your investment choices are in your 401k. But again, you got to get this moving. It doesn't just go, okay, overnight it's all going.
Yeah, you can't call up right today and have it done tomorrow.
Yeah, so if you really want to do it, get the ball rolling on that, and you can do it. Make sure that you get a paper trail on this, too, so that you don't end up getting some funky letter from the IRS later that says, hey, did you just take a early withdrawal from your IRA? If you did, you owe us taxes. Please be sure, if you're going to do this, you know, reconvert your IRA money or throw my IRA money into your 401k. Yes, it can be done. Make sure that your paperwork is done the right way, though.
And sometimes you don't get the right paperwork from the institutions.
Please. If you have a CPA, check that too, because you don't want to have some weird, arcane, goofy letter coming your way from the IRS in a few months going, we're going to disallow this. No.
And you know when those letters come? They always come in Friday's afternoon's mail.
So you can't call anyone.
Always Friday afternoon about 4 o'clock is when you get that letter from the IRS, and you're just sweating bullets all weekend till Monday.
Well, the worst thing you can do is ignore them.
Yeah, you can't do that. No. So just be aware. Yes, you can do it, but be very careful, right?
And IRS will not call you for that. So if somebody calls you, that's not the IRS.
No. That's somebody trying to fleece you, okay? So just a word to the wise there, but you can do that. All right, coming up, lots of things out there right now about Social Security and when you should take it. I know we talk a lot about this on the program, but should you wait or not? Should you wait or not? That's a very big decision, very big. It can mean tens of thousands, sometimes over hundreds of thousands of dollars in benefits, depending on when you decide to take your Social Security. Jamie Keyes is going to talk a little bit about this when we come back from the break. And, of course, we'll keep checking the markets and doing our very best to help you do your very best. That's what we're all about right here on the Money Makeover Show. Hey, you got a specific question right now? No problem. If you're shy, you can be on the phone with us in private. If you call right now, here is the number to do that just for you. 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. All right, we're waiting for your call. We'll be right back with more of the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
San Bernard Electric Cooperative invites you to Belleville's Small Town Christmas this Friday and Saturday. There will be lots of events, entertainment, food, and shopping. San Bernard Electric Co-op brings you this safety tip. Check all holiday lighting electrical cords to make sure they are in good condition before using them. The directors and employees at San Bernard Electric Cooperative wishes you a Merry Christmas. SBEC hopes to see you at the Belleville Small Town Christmas this weekend. Remember, shop local and support Small Town USA.
Welcome to the world of performance, health, and wellness. Dr. Reagan Gaskamp Mulder offers chiropractic care for adults, children, infants, and prenatal care, plus sports injury care and rehabilitation. Let her team of massage therapists help you relax and unwind from the stress of daily life. Don't neglect that nagging neck or back pain any longer. Relief is just a phone call away at 979-451-9111. The world of performance, health, and wellness is waiting to give you their full attention. 306 East Main in downtown Brenham.
Wish your vehicle would last longer than just the time it takes to pay it off? Preventive maintenance promotes better performance and gas mileage and goes a long way to prolong the life of your vehicle. Head off possible breakdowns that could leave you stranded or parts failures that can cost big money. Call Brenham Tire and Auto at 836-4811 to find out more about preventative maintenance for your vehicle. Brenham Tire and Auto, 605 South Bluebell Road. Remember, if you don't need it, they won't sell it.
For some of the best kolaches and barbecue in Texas, visit Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli in Chapel Hill. Barbecue plates include brisket, ribs, chicken, and sausage with lots of freshly made sides, homemade red and delicious barbecue sauce. Be sure to order a dessert. You can choose from meringue and fruit pies, cinnamon rolls, cookies, and a variety of other pastries baked daily. Dine in, take out, or call in orders to go at 836-0910. Open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chapel Hill Bakery and Deli, 8900 Highway 290 East in Chapel Hill.
Join all your friends for a Christmas of yesteryear at the Small Town Christmas this Friday and Saturday in downtown Belleville. Yours truly, Trail Boss Troy, will be there broadcasting on Friday live from 4:30 till 6:30. This broadcast is brought to you by Budweiser Mike Hopkins Distributing, San Bernard Electric Co-op, Buck Ferguson Originals, the All Around Cowboy Church, Belleville Rent-All, LKL Insurance, and the Belleville Chamber of Commerce. Come see Santa, play in the snow, and all of the other fun activities at Small Town Christmas in Belleville. This Friday and Saturday.
If you see a police officer, fire truck, EMS, TxDOT, or a tow truck driver with their lights on the side of the road, remember, you must move over or slow down. This is Sergeant Stephen Woodard with the Texas Department of Public Safety reminding you, if you do not vacate the lane closest to the public servant or slow down 20 miles per hour below the speed limit, you can incur a fine of at least $200. The move-over law is in effect for your safety and others that serve you in the state of Texas. Remember, move over or slow down. It's the law.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show. We're the Money Makeover Team from Neil Financial Group. Hey, we have an office for Central Texas. That's in the city of Brenham on Main Street, just across from the courthouse. And then another office in Houston on St. James Place. That's about a mile or so from the Houston Galleria. Glad to help you either of those places. I know we have lots of folks moving back and forth between properties and the farm and ranch areas and town during this holiday period. If you're going to be in one place or another or closer to one than the other and you want to come in for that free review, no problem. We'll set it up with you at either of those two locations. And here's our number to do that. The office phone, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. Now, one of the most important decisions any of us can make, whether you're 10 years, 20 years away from it, or like this year, and you're walking out December 31st from your job and not going back, is when do you take Social Security? When is the best time to take it? 62, 66, 70, all of these different theories. How do you make that decision? Well, Jamie Keyes is going to go through some ins and outs of how this works. What things to think about, Jamie?
Well, I just want to give out some real numbers as to what the difference is when it comes to retirement income. Social Security is never intended to be your full retirement income, but it is a major portion of most people's retirement income. The earliest you can take Social Security is age 62. For our purposes, we're going to talk about someone whose full retirement benefit is $2,000. So we make it simple. If you take it at age 62, you're going to get 75% of that $2,000. So it's going to be $1,500 a month instead of $2,000 a month. So that's 25% less. And the thing about that is, that's forever.
Always going to be 25%
less. It's always going to be 25% less. And if your spouse lives longer than you, your spouse is stuck at a 25% less benefit if their benefit is less than the reduced benefit.
Yeah, so that would be their widow's spousal benefit after you're gone.
That's
right?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So $1,500 versus $2,000. Well, what if you age 66 is full retirement age right now? So at age 66, the full retirement benefit would be $2,000. What if you wait to age 70? If you wait to age 70, the retirement benefit is going to be, instead of $2,000, it's going to be $2,640. So what we're looking at is, if you took it at age 62, $1,500 versus at age 70, $2,640.
So that's over $1,100 a month higher.
$1,140 a month more if you wait until age 70. The question that always comes up, even when you tell somebody these numbers, they say, well, I'm missing out on the money between age 62 and age 70.
Yeah.
Well, that's 8 years' worth of benefits. And there's no getting around that. You are. But the reality is, most people do not die early.
Not anymore. This is healthcare, yeah, and all the other things involved. You're not generally going to live, you know, a shorter time period where you say, okay, I'm going to get it now.
Right. And so everyone wants to talk about the crossover point. Well, most people live past the crossover point.
Which is what, about 80?
I don't.
81 to 83, something like that.
Okay, but the other kicker here is there's not too many 62-year-olds that I know. I know a few that aren't still working.
Right.
Because they want to. They enjoy what they're doing, or else they're in a second job. They retired from the first one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the guys that really, I think, have done well are veterans, 20-year veterans. You know, they get their full military pension, mm-hmm, and now they get to start a whole new career. Or firemen, they're another good one.
Yeah.
You know, they put in lots of hours, but then they got lots of time off, and they can start a second job. And so, yeah, there's not what happens now in the 60s. Most people don't retire, just quit working when you're in your 60s. You might do something different, but you keep working. And guess what? Your Social Security's taxable then.
Well, they reduce your benefit,
yeah,
if you earn over a certain amount.
Oh, that's right.
And so that's the thing, that's the big kicker there is, if you earn over a certain amount and you start your Social Security payments at age 62, your Social Security benefit is going to be reduced by the amount that you exceed whatever that dollar limit is.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to think about that. I know of an individual, one of the reasons to take at age 62 early is if you are not married, if you do not have a spouse, I can see the rationale behind taking it early. And I've known people who take it early who are single, and that's not a bad decision for them. But they're told you can't exceed a certain income limit.
Yeah.
Well, I've known especially clerical workers,
mm-hmm,
who retire, and they say, well, I can easily keep below the earnings limit. But what they do is, clerical workers are always in demand.
Yes.
And
yes,
so they end up working more than they think they're going to work, and at the end of the year, they exceed the limit, and then it ends up being a bad decision because now their Social Security benefit is going to be reduced because they exceeded the earnings limit. So that's the thing.
And that limit is $17,040 a year, or $1,420 a month.
Yeah, so if you're going to take it at age 62, you can't exceed those earnings, or you're going to be having your benefit reduced.
Now, there are always reasons, though, why people do need to take it early. Maybe they've got some health issues. Maybe there are some other things that come up.
Maybe they got to take care of their elderly,
sure,
parents, and they,
yeah,
there's some income coming into them.
Yeah, I mean, the example that we're using here is the 100% earnings at age 62 would be $2,000 a month. there are a lot of people who could get more Social Security benefit than that. And so the difference between age 62 and age 70 for them is going to be even more. In this example, it was $1,140. If we talk about higher Social Security payments, it could be, I think, what's the maximum, $2,680 or something like that?
Yeah, it's almost $2,700.
Yeah, I mean, it's in that neighborhood. Mm-hmm. So the difference between age 62 and age 70 for somebody like that is going to be a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's going to be 132% of the $2,600 or $2,700, whatever it is.
Right. So you're basically looking at $100,000, $200,000, or whatever by the time you live to your mid-80s, or many of us are living beyond that now. And you're leaving a lot of money on the table if you take retirement early, your Social Security early, and don't wait for it to max up. But again, there may be reasons why it makes sense.
There may be. Being single may be one. Your health may be one. But the other thing to think about, though, is if you're married, the survivor benefit, one of you is probably going to live much, much longer than the other. And so the survivor is always going to miss out on Social Security benefits that they could have been receiving if you had waited age 70.
Right.
So that's the thing that you have to think about. So, I mean, those are just the numbers. And since we're talking about Social Security payments, one of the things I also wanted to talk about in regard to that was the cost of living increase just came out recently.
Oh, yes.
And so I wanted, the Motley Fool had an article that came out where they talked about three things that people don't like about Social Security that are not going to go away. And one of those things, according to the Motley Fool, that's not going to go away is this cost of living adjustment that you get with Social Security. The thing that's not going to go away is how they determine what that cost of living increase is. This is officially the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers. That's how they determine the cost of living increase for seniors. Okay, so what they do is they take in every July of every year, they compare to the last July. And so they take eight things, basically, for urban wage earners and clerical workers. How many of seniors do you know that are urban wage earners and clerical workers? None of them. They're retired.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them. And so what ends up happening is the extra expenses that you normally have in retirement, like health care expenses, all of the things that are associated with being retired, don't go into determining whether or not your Social Security payment's going to go up. Now, the reason the Motley Fool says that's not going to go away is for this, the Senate has to change it, and they have to get 60 votes.
So they can't get 60 votes on anything.
Yeah, really. Jeez.
You know, so with the state that Congress is in, with the Senate, that's just not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is not going to go away. And so if you're a senior receiving your Social Security payment and you're wondering why your cost of living that you're looking at is going up faster than the increases that you're getting from Social Security, that's why. That's the CPIW, not the CPIR.
So basically, if there's a way they can zap you, that's what it's going to be.
I just think that that's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do you want to talk about Social Security being taxed? We can talk about that, too.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. What are the numbers on where you get taxed on your Social Security?
Trying to find it here.
If you're a married couple and you have a modified adjusted gross income of over $44,000, which includes your Social Security that you receive,
85% of your Social Security benefit is taxed as ordinary income.
That's right.
And if you make between 32 and 44, half of your Social Security benefit is taxed as ordinary income.
Now, that's married filing jointly.
Married filing jointly. Single, it's $25,000 or $34,000. So if you're single and you make more than $34,000 and you took in Social Security, 85% of your Social Security benefit, you have to pay income tax on.
That's right.
And that includes your Social Security benefit.
And those numbers have been the same since 1988. And this, by the way, in the Molly Fool article, that's the second thing that's not going to go away.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because it's a tax increase without Congress having to vote on a tax increase.
Ouch. So there you go.
Yeah. Well, tax surprises that you get along the way are, you know, you got to know about them.
Right? That's right.
We're talking about Social Security being taxable, right? There might be some other tax surprises heading your way. We might spend a little time on that when we come back. In the meantime, you got a question or two. Are you on the fence right now about whether you should take Social Security early or any time between 62 and 70? Why don't you give us a call? We'll put our brains to work for you. And here's our number to do that. Call us right now. We'll talk to you in private on this number, which is 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
If I don't see a river around the old oak tree, I'll stay on.
Hi, I am Dr. Paulo Gomes, Blink College Choir Director, and I invite you to join the Blink Choirs and Wind Symphony as we celebrate the holidays with Sounds of the Season. The concert takes place at Festival View at 3 p.m. Saturday, December 1st. Purchase your $10 advance tickets at blink.edu/boxoffice or purchase your ticket at the door. Thank you for supporting the Blink Music Program.
Black Friday!
Hi, I'm Anthony Jasinski, Brenham's own mattress guy, and now through November 27th, save huge on Sealy and America's best-selling brand, Tempur-Pedic.
Black Friday!
Buy a king for the price of a queen, and I'll even throw in a set of free sheets.
Black Friday!
Save up to $1,000 on the most relaxing massage chairs.
Black Friday!
No interest for 5 full years. And remember, the best buys are with mattress guys, or call 836-1010 today.
Life is complicated. Work, family, emails, children, text messages, taxes, relationships. It's complicated. But your finances don't have to be. At Associated Credit Union of Texas, they understand. That's why they make it easy. With the accounts you need, the technology you want, and the personal service you deserve without the gimmicks. Simple, straightforward, and secure. That's ACU of Texas's commitment to you. Get associated with Associated Credit Union of Texas so you can get on with life. Federally insured by the NCUA. ACUTX.org.
Apple Ford and Brenham invite you to join them downtown at the Courthouse Square this Friday evening at 5:30 for the lighting of the Christmas tree. Friendly Country KWHI will be broadcasting live thanks to our sponsorship, Apple Ford, where you'll find a vehicle for every lifestyle. Shop 24/7 at appleford.com or stop in Highway 290 West in Brenham, where one of their friendly sales staff will meet you at the door. Then join Apple Ford for the lighting of the Christmas tree in downtown Brenham this Friday.
Even though it's fall, there's still time to do outdoor repairs and painting for your home, shop, or business. Let Our Integrity Works free up your fall weekends and take care of those projects for you. Our Integrity Works can help you save energy costs with a window upgrade. They can build a new deck or porch for fall entertaining and surround your property with a sturdy privacy or decorative fence. Call Our Integrity Works today for an appointment. Our Integrity Works, 979-251-7972. That's 979-251-7972. Or visit online at integrityworks.info.
Get in the holiday spirit at this year's Christmas Stroll and Parade of Lights on Friday and Saturday, November 30th and December 1st in downtown Brenham. Friendly Country KWHI will be broadcasting live from the Stroll and Parade of Lights on Saturday from 6 till 7. This broadcast is made possible by Uniques, Budweiser, Mike Hopkins Distributing, Ant Street Inn, Timeless Design Market, Apple Ford, Herman Furniture, BT Longhorn Steakhouse, and the City of Brenham. Tune in for the live broadcast from the Christmas Stroll on Saturday, December 1st.
I'll never forget.
Never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
My first call-up ever as a member of the National Guard.
When we got to the Armory, they briefed us on the wildfires. They were getting dangerously close to homes.
Helicopters were going out to drop water on the fires.
Guys in the unit were preparing for firefighting with local fire crews.
At that moment, I got my first taste of just how important the Guard is to my community.
See how the Guard can be an important part of your life at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with the Money Makeover Team from Neal Financial Group offices in Houston and in Brenham. And, of course, we always have time to chat with you on the phone if you want to call our office or you want to call and schedule a time for that free review. Here's our office number. Get yourself on the right track going in to the new year. Just come by. We'll go over things. What can you do better? Are you taking full advantage of every opportunity you have to set things up the right way for you and those that matter to you, right, in your life? And here's our number, 979-836-2903, 979-836-2903. All right. We've been talking a little bit about retirement. We've been talking about when to take Social Security or not, or what happens when you take it one age versus another, these types of things, all right? There's a whole shoot and match of things to think about in that calculation, right? So if you would like, we can come in and you can come in and visit with us and talk this over, get some ideas on paper about when is the best option for you. Everybody's different. Everybody's situation is different. 979-836-2903. Give us a call and we'll set that up with you. All right, let's talk a little bit about other little taxing surprises that some of us get when we retire and we don't know that we're going to get these things.
Well, with all financial planning, tax planning is part of the process. And then when it comes to retirement, tax planning has to be part of that process also, about how taxes are going to affect how much money you're able to keep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one thing to look at numbers on paper and go, oh, well, I got this coming in and that much coming in. Yeah.
That's even more important than what interest rate you're getting or return. Because you may be getting 3%, but if you pull money out of the wrong spot, you may pay 10 or 15% extra in taxes. And what difference? I mean, you just lost a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be part of the process is where's the money going to come from? I mean, we just got done talking about the fact that Social Security, for most people, is probably going to be taxable income because most married couples filing jointly are going to exceed $44,000 in retirement. And that number's not changing. So what you have to do is take a look and say, well, where am I in my retirement planning process? Are there things that I can do now that I can help with tax when I do retire? And one of the things you need to take a look at age 70 and a half, what happens, Doug?
You have to start taking your part of your qualified money's required minimum distribution.
You have to take it. You don't have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a way to avoid that? No. Is there a way to buffer it? Yes. One of the things you need to take a look at, is there a way to move money out of those retirement accounts, that 401k plan or that IRA, and move it into a Roth? If you move it into a Roth, there are no required minimum distributions on Roth IRAs. So you don't ever have to take the money. But when you make that conversion, you have to pay tax on the amount of money that you move. So the rule of thumb on that is to take a look and say, well, am I in a lower tax bracket? Am I going to pay less tax on the money that I'm moving now versus when I'm taking it when I have to at retired minimum distribution age 70 and a half? if you'll pay less tax on it now, it simply makes sense to go ahead and do that conversion now and pay less tax.
Now, you don't have to convert everything you're going to
right.
all at one time, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And so you can start doing it gradually.
You bet.
And the other key that we had some clients find this out the hard way is you have to do it before age 70 and a half. You can't do it after age 70 and a half.
Mm-hmm. You can't just go, well, I'm sucking this out of my IRA $500,000 worth of IRA, and I'm going to just keep pulling like 50 grand a year or whatever it is out of there. And then just going to flip it right into a Roth. No. Right? Against the rules once you're in that.
So that's part of the planning. You got
to do
these
things. That is part of the planning. You have to do it ahead of time.
Yep.
I mean, it's called planning.
Yep.
And so you need to start thinking about that. Is there a more efficient way to do this so that you end up paying less tax? When you pay less tax, that means you're putting more money into your pocket rather than into the government's pocket. Everybody needs to pay their fair share of tax. But there's no reason, then the government doesn't say you need to pay more tax than you need to.
Yeah, they just take, here's the rules. If you play by the rules.
That's what the code is there for, to let you know what you can do and what you can't do. So that's part of the planning process. And the other thing is, what you had talked about, Doug, is where to take money from. Because you're probably going to have qualified accounts and non-qualified accounts. The non-qualified accounts probably still have taxable income in them, either through capital gains. So if you're going to have capital gains, what should you do? Hold it for a year.
Yeah, a year and a day.
Hold it for a year and a day, and then you don't have to pay taxes as ordinary income.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be taxed as long-term capital gains rates. So that's one of the things you have to think about in your portfolio is how much tax am I going to have to pay?
So if you're in a quandary about that, we know how that works. It's another reason to come in mm-hmm. for that free review. Don't make a boo-boo that's going to cost you money. Yeah, don't want to do that. We want you to make money and do things the right way. Do your planning the right way. Free review, absolutely priceless in more ways than one. Here's our number to do that, 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903.
We'll see you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neal Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.